This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we are speaking with Dr. Jay DiLiberto, a gastroenterologist in Huntington Beach, California. Dr. DiLiberto, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you for having me, Mr. Michaels.
And you're most welcome. Our pleasure. Thanks for your time. So tell us, how many patients are diagnosed with hemorrhoids in the U.S. and how widespread is this issue?
I have to start with perhaps too many. Hemorrhoidal diseases really account for close to 3 million clinic visits in the United States every year. It's the fourth leading cause of outpatient gastrointestinal care. Over 10 million people, annually self-report hemorrhoidal symptoms. During a recent study where 1,000 patients underwent screening colonoscopies, 38% of them were complaining of hemorrhoid symptoms. So this is a widespread problem. Our focus in the past has been primarily on symptom resolution. Now we're looking towards driving the cure.
And speaking of the cure, what treatment methods are typically prescribed to patients to relieve symptoms, and are these actually effective?
Well, initially, if symptoms are mild, both lifestyle and dietary modifications have been up till now the mainstays of conservative treatment. Specifically, lifestyle modifications include increasing your fluid intake, decreasing fat consumption, avoiding straining and prolonged toilet time, and engaging in regular exercise. Dietary recommendations should include things like increasing your fiber intake, perhaps through breakfast cereals or supplemental powdered fiber, and both of which have been found to soften bowel movements and may decrease bleeding in at least one study by more than 50%. But fiber did not improve symptoms of things like pain, itching, and certainly didn't help those with advanced hemorrhoids, the kind that prolapse to the outside. Additionally, steroids as well as anti-itching and swelling medications in the form of creams, suppositories, and ointments are commonly prescribed, but their efficacy remains unproven, contributing to what I refer to as wasted, though costly, treatments.
Definitely appreciate that information. Most helpful. Now, I understand you're working with CRH and its O'Regan system. How have you used that towards patient care, and what kind of results have you seen so far?
Well, since then, more than half the patients fail to respond to the conservative measures that I just outlined, and because the modern rubber band ligators, such as CRH's O'Regan system, have such high success rates and very little discomfort associated with them. Now, in modern medicine, we currently move more quickly away from the dietary lifestyle modifications and even the topical treatments to more of a focus on cure rather than simply symptom resolution. The results have been exciting. I mean, that is, within 3 to 4 treatments, more than 90% of patients' hemorrhoids can be successfully eliminated now. So again, the focus has changed towards cure rather than just relieving localized symptoms and trying to interrupt the natural history of the hemorrhoidal development.
And that certainly is good news, and thanks for the report today. We are with Dr. Jay DiLiberto, a gastroenterologist in Huntington Beach, California, here on eHealth Radio's Health News Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, why is this such an important change for other GIs?
Well, in the past, including very recently, most gastroenterologists referred their hemorrhoid sufferers to colorectal surgeons if they failed some of the conservative measures. Surgeons operated on these patients with extremely painful hemorrhoidectomies or used some of the archaic metallic rubber band ligators of the 70s and 80s, where close to 1 in 3 patients required narcotics after their procedures to control pain. Importantly, those that underwent those treatments spread the word about their painful nature. They were highly unlikely to undergo them again and certainly have told other patients to avoid them like the plague. I'm happy to say that those days are over. Now, after a brief training period, gastroenterologists can incorporate this O'Regan system into their armamentarium against hemorrhoidal diseases and keep these patients in their practice by utilizing a highly effective system with over 95% success rates at stopping bleeding and, of course, helping them avoid more painful procedures.
Also, Dr. DiLiberto, how can using procedures like O'Regan save the healthcare system around $2.5 billion?
Well, I'm not sure we're going to save the whole $2.5 million, but importantly, the renewed focus on cure rather than simply symptom resolution alone should decrease the healthcare costs of these unproven methods currently that are being prescribed. It could result in as much as a 60% decrease in that $2.5 billion currently spent on less successful and unproven therapies. The clear and final message for hemorrhoid sufferers is to seek out the modern treatments, avoid the costly unproven treatments, and address the cure through devices such as CRH's O'Regan system.
Dr. DiLiberto, really appreciate your time and for what you do in the space and for coming to us today from Huntington Beach, California. If listeners wanted to get more information or to be in touch, where's the best place for listeners to get more information?
www.ochemorrhoids.com. Remember, there's two R's in hemorrhoids. You can find me that way. And there's links to my office as well there. There's educational materials regarding both the anatomy and physiology of hemorrhoids, as well as discussions of the modern treatments, and even videos of live demonstrations of the modern treatments on my website.
And that certainly works. Again, Dr. DiLiberto, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks for having me, Mr. Michaels. Look forward to seeing some of your future podcasts.
And certainly do appreciate your support as well. We've been speaking with Dr. Jay DiLiberto, a gastroenterologist in Huntington Beach, California. And for further details, simply visit ochemorrhoids.com. All links will be included within the show notes of this broadcast. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels. And we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.